Welcome to the AMC Stock Story Podcast. I'm your host, Russell Corey, and this is not financial advice, and I am not a financial advisor. This is solely for entertainment purposes as I talk about my experiences of investing in AMC stock and becoming an AMC ape.
Episode 98, AMC, A Year in the Life. So one of the interesting things about this moment in time, as I have my one-year anniversary of being in AMC, is that I can look at the one-year history of AMC and really map out how the year went. And what I want to do on this episode is I'm looking at 1 year, going back to, May 28th, 2021. And AMC, I guess the closing price on that day was $26.12. And that was really the first day that I bought shares. And, you know, at that point, it was just a gamble. It was like, well, I saw what had happened with GameStop and thought, well, why not? You know, even if this thing goes to 400, that's plenty of money for me. I'll take that. And got invested and really, you know, got hooked into the movement. And the best part was it went up, and I think on June 1st it went up to $32. So I made money just by investing some money. And it's the easiest money you can make is, you know, you click a few buttons on your phone or your computer, and all of a sudden your money goes up. You know, and when you look at your checking account and you make about 4 cents in interest on your checking account, you know, when you can make, you know, 10%, 15%, 20%. On your money in the market, it feels pretty good. And as the early joke was in the early days, stocks only go up, right? but the 21st, seeing it go up, and then it also at the beginning, there was this, for me, it was a mad scramble to get money into AMC. And it was converting my mutual funds in my Roth IRA, and that would take like a day for those to transfer into, you know, assets that I could invest again. And it was always like, I was always afraid the MOAS was going to happen, that I was going to miss it. And I was just trying to get my seat on the rocket ship, as I like to say back in those days. Because once the rocket takes off, that's it. You're not getting on, right? And that's what I was doing at this point. And then, of course, the big day from June 1st to June 2nd. And we got some major investments in on the 2nd. We had both my wife and I, we had each opened up two of the, you know, little cash, the brokerages on your, you know, the apps. We'd gotten to them, and they both let you have $1,000 in instant buying power. So we both maxed those out for our instant buying powers. The transfers went through, and we were able to get our shares. And we got them in time for the 2nd when it doubled. And that's when we really, the hook got set, is on June 2nd when it went, you know, up $30. It doubled in a day. It went from $32 from the first, and it closed at $62 the next day. And then at that point, we sort of had this fun little bouncing ride. On the 3rd, it went to 51. It went back down to $51. On the 4th, it went to 47, you know, almost $48. Then it bounced up to 55. And by June 10th, it was down at $42. And I'm like, uh-oh. And I remember those days when, you know, when it went down, it was like, uh-oh, it's going to come back, right? It's going to come back. We're still going to MOAS, right? But I knew that, uh-oh, you know, we had, you know, our investment was down. And I was also at this point buying shares at that $50 level, occasionally, rarely at $60, but you know, we were buying shares. So when we bought them at, you know, $20, $30 and they went up, it was great. But once we were buying shares at $50 and it went down to $42, all of a sudden you get a taste of losing money. And it doesn't taste very good. But by June 15th, it was back to $59 and feeling good. I remember these days you'd wake up and you'd watch pre-market. You were just waiting for anything for that MOAS to start. June 16th, $55. June 17th, $60.73, not bad. And then June 18th, $55. By June 21st, it was $55. So all through June, we're still in this high 50 area, even though we took a couple of small little dips we're still in the high 50s, and it feels good. Like, hey, we're at this point, we're, you know, we've made money, we're above, and we're just waiting for the MOAS to take off. We, at this point, we've told friends and family, I told them to invest in AMC. It's going to be like printing money. You won't believe what's going to happen. And it was just like, you wanted to share this with other people. I really thought it was going to be that easy. It's funny. I made a video of AMC going to the moon with these fake stock prices. And that was only because it seemed like it was trapped in the 50s. And I was so frustrated that it was in the 50s, and I didn't want other people to get too frustrated. So I made a video of it going from being in the 50s to going to, you know, the $100,000 mark, right? And, you know, going up through the hundreds and the thousand. And it wasn't anything fancy. And I think that might have been what cursed me, because, boy, the bottom dropped out when we got to July. And that's around the time I made the video. And then it just bottomed out. It started dipping by July 7th. It was at $45. And then by July 14th, it really took a bad dip, $33 on July 14th. And that's no joke. At that point, you know, me and my wife are looking at each other, and she's mostly looking at me like, what did you get us into? And you're just hoping this thing's going to go up. By July 20th, the moon landing, it got to $43. And you think, okay, maybe we're out of this. Maybe it's on its way back up. But no, that was pretty short lived. You know, we stayed in the 20s throughout, you know, early August. Finally, we had a nice climb. I remember this run getting back into the black. And finally, through, you know, in August and September, September 13th, back at $51. So at this point, you know, this is, you know, May, June, July, August, and now, you know, September 14th. I thought it was going to take 4 days, if that, for the MOAS to happen. And here I was, you know, now in my fourth month, and, you know, really kind of worried. And at this point, you know, we could have gotten out at $51. And I remember, you know, talking to other people, and they're saying, oh my gosh, it's at $50. And I'm like, why would you sell now? It just got back to 50. Why would you get out now? It's on its way, right? And of course it wasn't. You know, we could have gone out at 51 and made some money and, you know, and seen what happened. But at that point, started dipping back down into the 40s and the 30s, and it just stayed there. And, you know, got to $43 on October 18th, and it dipped. November 8th was really the last hurrah until anything, unless something, you know, happens lately. November 8th, it was at $45, and it dipped a little bit. It came back, and it touched at 42, but at that point, it just went down and went down and went down, and it really cratered December 14th, $24.50, and I remember calling my wife. I was out making deliveries, and I called her, and I said I was sorry for getting us into this play. I hoped it would come back, but at that point, we were down so much, there's no way you could sell at $24, not when you got in around 40. And I had been buying shares, a few shares here and there, but once it got to this point of $24, it peaked a little bit at 30, and I think, oh, I should have bought some shares when it was 24. And then it went back down, and by, you know, January, it was back at $20. Now, at this point, I made a decision that if they were going to keep the price this low, I was going to start buying a lot of shares again, because I knew what it was like to buy them for twice this much, sometimes three times as much. So once it went, you know, below 20 into the 20s, that's when I started buying shares, and I started bringing our average down. So we wouldn't have to wait for it to get back into the, you know, the low 40s for us to get our money back. At this point, when we were averaging down, we could get out at a much lower average if we wanted to get out. The other thing I'd done by this point is I had transferred shares out of Webull and Robinhood and put them into a bigger brokerage that I thought might be more sustainable if the MOAS does happen. So those accounts were pretty bare. So, and because they are easy to use, I know a lot of people hate them, but the reason I like them is they're so quick and you get that instant buying power. when I was buying these little shares on the fly, I was putting them into these accounts, but my average in those accounts had almost been reset because I'd moved stuff out. So all of a sudden, you know, my average was pretty low in Webull and Robinhood, and just started adding, you know, shares in. And then, of course, at this point, I knew we were also had to, I had to get a full-time job again. I was hoping the MOS would happen and I could, you know, just keep doing deliveries until it happened. But at that point, it was clear I had to get a full-time job again. I went out and I got my job. And the day before I was going into work for the first time, you know, it had that second peak. This was in late March, March 29th. It, you know, went up to, the, you know, into the $30 range again. And there was hope. And in a way, we could have sold a lot at 30, and because we had bought these new cheaper, you know, shares, maybe we could have got out in some regards to some of our shares. But of course, we didn't. We held, and it went back down. And it sucks, you know, because I was starting a new job, and I was also watching my account go down. The good thing was I did have a job, and financially, we were in much better shape. You know, it bottomed out at 10, and I saw it, you know, push back into 13. And I said, well, as long as it goes down to 10, I'm going to buy shares. And then, again, it dipped back down to 10, and we bought some more. And right now, it's sitting at $14.61. So my hope, I knew before it hit 10 again that it was going to get hit one more time. But I'd heard the talk about the executive order in June, about the government having to clean some stuff up, about the transparency coming into effect or not being delayed by the court, that the court said that the SEC could move forward with their transparency. All these things coming into play, the one-year anniversary of going up to 72, and I had a good feeling that it could go back up. I'd love to see it get to 15 or, you know, even the 20s, but, you know, I'll take it. You know, we bought a lot of shares at $10 recently, and now those, you know, shares are, you know, we earned almost 40% on them. So that's not bad. Now, when you factor in all the shares we bought above that. But that was a year in the life of AMC, and we'll see what this next year brings. I'm hoping, again, that, you know, in June, something will happen, even if it gets up to 30, 40, 50 again. And at that point, if we decide to get out, we can get out. Or if we want to keep pushing and waiting for the MOAS, you know, we can still do that. We're just going to have to feel things out. I just know, for me, frankly, it would be really disappointing to get to $30, $40, $50 again and then just turn around and have the algorithms just short it back down to $15. That it's just too disappointing. And even if you got back into the play, you could sell, get rid of the shares, your old share average, and then if it went back down to 15, you know, buy your shares back if you want to get back in. But it's been a lot for my family, and we've sacrificed a lot for this. And at a certain point, you know, you say, well, how much is your family worth? How much is your time worth? But again, I also think, like, is this really going to happen? Could it really happen? And what would it feel like to give up on it and to move out and then watch it happen? You know, try to recover from that. So, you know, we'll just have to see how things go. I really hope it just starts going up and shows such strength that, you know, you stay in the play. And even if we sell some shares early to maybe cover our investment or get some money back, and then if it goes down, then it's not so bad. But I certainly don't want to be completely out of it in case it does MOAS. So that was it. You know, you look at this period in the beginning where it's awesome. We got in just before it climbed and we made money. But then I started buying while it was high in the 50s. And then when it went down into the 40s and 30s and 20s, you know, it hurt to be down that low. And then it really got bad when it went into the teens and, you know, dipped down even below $10, went to $9 and like 90 cents. But at that point, you also say, well, where are you going? Where are you going to take this? You know, you're at this point, you're in the fight. And you say, well, you're just going to have to kill me. You know, I'm not selling. So kill me or let's get going in the other direction. But I'm not selling at $9. It's kind of like in Vegas when you put $20 into a slot machine and maybe you go up and down, you're up, you're down. And then at a certain point, you hit that like $5 mark and you just sort of decide, well, I'm just going to gamble this $20 bill out. If I lose everything, I lose everything. Or if I can make my way back, you know, I'll make my way back. And that's kind of where we're at. It's like, hey, we're in this thing now, and we'll see. So hopefully the next year will be better, and we'll see. But that was a year in the life of AMC.